It's June 29, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This is a special edition with God reading a very important message. The former Pope, who caused so much trouble yesterday, has asked permission to make a public apology, and that apology has been broadcast through the entire afterlife. This is what he had to say. I must express my sincere regrets to three women. First of all, to Paris Hilton, who our Lord is trying to reach and our God is trying to touch and make a decent woman and help her help save mankind. I spoke out wrongly. I said things that I should not have said, and I deeply regret that I said those things. I sincerely pray with all my heart that God is able to reach her and that she is able to do the things that God wants her to do. And if God does succeed in making her the kind of woman that he wants to make her and to rise her to a high position that would make her worthy to lead a group of God's people to the stars, I now say clearly, without any hesitation, that I would follow her anyway. I must sincerely apologize to Mary Magdalene, the wife of our Lord and Savior, who I cherish among all women, and besides the mother of our Lord, who is the greatest woman among us. I said things that I should not have said. I forgot that during her lifetime she had been in service to men and that this was not held against her, that she was still a glorious woman. I should have remembered this and not said the things that I said. I deeply regret now that I said them. Mary Magdalene is our hope and our joy. She is the Lord's companion and his strength and his guidance, and I adore her, and I always have, and I always will, and I ask her forgiveness for those things that I said. And I must also apologize to my own dear lady, my Lady Anne, who has been with me since I entered into the kingdom of God, and it is so hard for me to say the word wife. It is so hard for me to accept that I now have a wife. I bless her for staying with me and for being with me in these troubled times when the darkness rose in me again and I turned a little while from that God has given us. I must apologize to her sincerely. I love her deeply, and this thing within me that sometimes comes out is regrettable, but I must say that God gave her to me and I love her deeply, and I apologize for anything that I might have said that in any way offended her. It is sometimes very hard to let go of those things from your lifetime that were drummed into you from the time that you were a little child. Though you know they are false, though you know they are unreal, though you know you should reject them, they were such a part of you when you were alive. They were such a part of your thinking. They were such a part of your being. This was drummed into you for so long that sex was evil and that women were evil and that men should separate themselves from women and that men should be celibate and that celibacy was the thing and there was nothing wrong with celibacy, that a true man rejected everything sexual and devoted himself totally to God. We did not understand the blasphemy of this teaching. We did not understand the evil of this teaching. We did not understand that it broke the bond between God and man, that God created perfection, that he created male and female, and that the two together became one, and the dark creatures separated us to half our power, to make us weak so that we could not fight God's battles. I have been told this over and over again. I know that celibacy is wrong. I know that my practicing it was wrong. I know that I should not rebuke those who speak against it. But it was driven into me all of my life. Everybody kept telling me, oh, you are so great because you deny your carnal desires. It is so wonderful that you cast off the desires of the flesh, and do the work of God. And all the work for God I was doing was meaningless, because I was blaspheming God by saying that His creation was imperfect. You get so frustrated sometimes. You want in some little way for that that you believed so much in to be accepted, to be understood, for God to understand why you did the things you did. But God cannot understand, because what you were doing was against God's way. The frustration sometimes just wells up inside of you. You want so much for all that work that you did to be accepted, but it can never be accepted because it was never complete. It was never whole. You lived an imperfect life. You lived an unholy life. You separated yourself from God's truth, denied God. You said that what God gave you was evil and wrong and unacceptable, and you preferred what man gave you. You turned from the love of God and the love of a woman, went into an evil state, and no matter what you did, no matter how great the things you did, it was always imperfect because you were denying God's perfection. I apologize sincerely to all of those I led astray, to all of those I confused for a short time, and I ask every single one of them to reject what I said, to turn from what I said, to understand that for a while the frustration within me rose up, and though I knew it was wrong, I wanted what I did so much to be accepted that for a while I turned against God, and that must never happen again. All must understand that what God teaches is right and just and unquestionable. And what God teaches is that male and female should be together, and they should be bonded together in loving relationships. And when they are in those loving relationships, they become one single being with twice the power that they have individually to serve God. By denying what God gives us, we destroy the power that He gives us. And we do the Dark One's will, and we must never do the Dark One's will. Everyone must stand by God. God is reaching out to this woman and trying to save this woman and trying to bring her to His cause. Everyone must support God's purpose. Everyone. And that I did not is my eternal shame. I apologize to everyone. We will be back again.